I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First off, the percentage of uninsured children in the U.S. had declined for years, but a new study finds the numbers have started moving back up. The rate of increase across demographic groups came across demographic groups, with some 4 million U.S. kids having no insurance now, Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports.
These latest numbers were tabulated by a research center at the University of Minnesota. Elizabeth Lukanen is deputy director and says in her almost decade of studying this,
we have always seen declines, and this year our new analysis shows an increase in uninsurance of more than 260,000 children between 2016 and 2017.
The strong economy helped boost the number of kids covered by employer-sponsored insurance, but it wasn't enough to offset the drop in the number of children on Medicaid or individual plans. Joan Alker at Georgetown Center for Children and Families thinks the 2017 surge in uninsured kids is the start of a trend.
Because we've just seen some new federal data that shows getting close to 1 million children have lost Medicaid in 2018. That's not even showing up yet in this data we're talking about today.
And when that data does show up in the fall, Alker expects to see an even sharper increase in the number of uninsured kids. I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.